And welcome back to Access Cleveland. Now, of course, one of the main missions of our show is to help educate the community so that we can all live a better and healthier lifestyle. Now, with us today, we have some wonderful people from the American Heart Association, and there is a great event that's going down next Saturday, June 1st, called the Power of Laughter Health Workshop and Comedy Luncheon, and they're going to tell us all about it. How you guys doing today?
Fine. Doing well.
Very good.
All right. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. And what I'll do is I'll let each of you take a chance to introduce yourself, and then we'll get started from there. So starting from my far right, who do we have here first?
My name is Brenda Parks, and I'm the Health Equity Director for the American Heart Association.
Thank you for coming in, Brenda.
Thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. Well, hello. My name is Eugenia Cash, and I'm a volunteer at American Heart Stroke
and Ms. Cash, it's great to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Edwin Paris, and I'm with the Famicos Foundation in Ward 10.
All right, Mr. Paris, and thank you all for joining us. So let's talk about the Power of Laughter Health Workshop and Comedy Luncheon. Brenda, tell us a little bit more about this event.
Hey, this is our third annual Power of Laughter event where we invite comedians in to help us spread the message about heart disease and stroke, particularly stroke. And it's going to be held June 1st at the Embassy Suites Hotel. We have comedians, entertainment, silent auction, free blood pressure screenings, and a host of activities and fun planned for our guests.
Awesome. So can we name a couple of comedians that are going to be there?
Well, Mike Bonner is our main liner, mm-hmm. and he is the MC for the event mm-hmm. out of the Detroit area, and very funny, and we look forward to having him there. Mm-hmm. We also have Jim Jones coming to visit us.
Oh, awesome.
Will be a part of the program. And we have some very famous local community people that will be joining us as well.
Okay, that's great. Now, with us we have, because one of the things about this event is to also educate our community about stroke and how, of course, important this is. Now, I have a personal story. My grandmother, from as far back as I can remember, when I was a little boy, she had a stroke and her whole side of her body was paralyzed. Now, being little, I never understood what was all involved with stroke. So with us today, we have actually two stroke survivors going to help educate us about that. Eugenia, if you want to talk a little bit more about your personal story.
Well, hello. My name is Eugenia Cash. And the one thing that I would like to share with you is education is critical and it's very important, but not only being educated, but listening and recognizing signs. For me, the word fast means a whole lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know, when we look at survivors of stroke, fast is your face can be drooping, arm weakness for the A, the S is speech difficulty, and then T is time. For me, my situation occurred. I'm a member of the historic Greater Friendship Baptist Church, and I was in church in the choir, and I sat down, and I kept getting this really bad headache, like all day, and I didn't know where it was coming from, and I didn't pay attention to it, and it kept getting persistent more and more and more throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Went to church. It was just really, really bad. And the really interesting part for me is that that morning when I woke up, I had a headache and I said I wasn't going to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, I did go. I'm glad I went because my incident actually happened in church.
Wow.
Had a really bad headache, stood up, and I was down. And when I woke up, my entire left side was numb. And I knew at that moment that I had a stroke, but I didn't recognize the signs.
Mm-hmm.
I knew them, but I just didn't pay attention. And, you know, for people, when things are out of the ordinary, mm-hmm. we have to pay attention. Headaches out of nowhere, mm-hmm. consistent, persistent, that nagging pain. And with my fast-paced life mm-hmm. and knowing the signs, mm-hmm. did not embrace them and address it like I needed to.
Right.
So I'm thankful now that I don't have that weakness anymore. Mm-hmm. After about 18 months of intense therapy mm-hmm. and treatment at the Cleveland Clinic, and so I'm really thankful for that. But I will tell people, you know, I have a very fast-paced life, and I'm always going, I'm always doing, I'm always
right.
going, I'm always doing.
Right.
But when things are out of the ordinary with your body, we have to pay attention
yeah.
and get those addressed and get those
slow
checked.
Down, right.
And slow it down.
That's right.
Stress
that's right.
can do that.
That's right. So let me follow up with that. Now, with your fast-paced lifestyle, do you think, or when you spoke to your doctors, was it just you going so much, or was it a diet, was it a combination that led to your stroke?
Well, for me, I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 45 years
mm-hmm.
old, and I don't have high blood pressure. I don't mm-hmm. have high cholesterol. I'm thinking mine was more stress-related
mm-hmm.
And internalizing it, but because it was my norm, it was not anything different
right.
for me because that's what I was used to doing. So I would tell people sometimes we have to slow down.
Absolutely.
Have to be still sometimes.
That's right. That's right. And that's great advice. Mr. Paris.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Now, you also experienced stroke, correct?
Yes, I did. And in hindsight, having not taken my medication, I thought on certain days when I was feeling well, I said, oh, I don't need the medication. And had the energy and was doing things and was active. And everything was good. And I would go 3, 4, 5 days even without medication. Then, all of a sudden, I was at home relaxing, watching a football game, I believe, and got that numbing sensation in my left arm, and I said, oh, that's okay. I've had that feeling before. And then, all of a sudden, I went to speak to my girlfriend, and it didn't come out right, and I'm like, okay, let me try it again. So I went to call her again, and it got even worse than pronunciation of trying to call their name.
Right.
So I got kind of scared and tried it again, and same difference. And so happened she came in the room. She said, what's wrong? And I tried to tell her I didn't know, and it didn't come out right. And I got a little afraid at that point. And truthfully, I started to cry a little bit. Because I
can imagine. That's got to be a scary situation.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So I should have called some medical services or went to the hospital, but I tried to calm down. And it came to me. I said, well, maybe you better take your medication. So I did. And so after maybe an hour or so, I gradually came back, you know, to myself. And I say, phew, that was close, you know. And, but I still didn't identify it as being a mini stroke. I thought it was just going through an episode, but I didn't put a tag, a label on it as being a stroke. So from that point on, I started taking my medication regularly, and throughout the days, everything got better. It happens that I went to, I go through the medical service over at the VA hospital. I went for some other tests, and they did an MRI, and that revealed that I had had a mini stroke, and not only on that occasion, but I had had a previous one and hadn't known it.
Oh, wow.
Because they seen two lesions within my brain and said a stroke had occurred. So from them, those that episode and hadn't gotten that information about the previous stroke, I've been on my medication regularly. And when I do have blood pressure readings, they are normal.
Good.
I'm grateful that I survived that. And I'm glad that I'm a part of this Heart 360 program because now I can relate to individuals that's on that margin when their readings are above the 120 mark, then I can say, oh, pay attention to this. You need to try to do some maintenance on yourself because you're at a level now where it needs some attention.
Right, absolutely.
So I'm able to relate to that and give some, you know, meaningful warnings about, you know, you should start paying attention.
Yeah, to help other people, absolutely. So what we have here, for those that are listening, we have here two different factors, we'll say, that led to stroke. So it's not just one thing. So that's why, you know, it's very important that you all are here to help educate because it could be stress. It could be blood pressure. It could be other things that lead to stroke. So, Brenda, if you could talk more about, as we get back to the event that will be happening on June 1st, talk about some of the education initiatives the American Heart Association is putting forth in this event to help those who may be at risk understand what the symptoms are and what they can do to reduce their risk for stroke.
Well, the one thing we really want to do is promote the acronyms FAST, and we will have, you know, that made available to the community, and it will also be in our program books, and it will also be talked about during the workshop. The goal is to make it short and sweet so that people will remember it. The goal is to get people to understand what the warning signs are and to respond quickly with 911 because time loss is brain loss. So we are really trying our best to create an atmosphere of fun but education so that people will walk away with the message.
Absolutely.
It is preventable.
That's right. That's right.
It is preventable.
And not only that, it's something, as we can see right here in front of us, it's something that you can recover from.
Yes.
It's something, if you have experienced it. So I'm honored to have you guys here with us. Now, let's give the complete information about the event. Let's talk about when, what time, and where. One more time, please.
The Power of Laughter will be held at the Embassy Suites Hotel on June 1st. And the program will run from 11 until 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we are truly excited to have Mike Bonner as our MC and entertainment for the event.
That's going to be awesome. So, Brenda, if you could let our listeners know, is there a website and maybe a phone number that they can call for more information about this event?
Absolutely. Just dial 216-619-5156 for more information. And you can also visit our website, heart.org/Cleveland, and you can find more information.
Awesome. I truly want to thank you guys for coming out and help spread the word about this wonderful event. Once again, that's the Power of Laughter Health Workshop and Comedy Luncheon going down on June 1st. Brenda, Eugenia, Mr. Paris, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right.